Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Rumors are swirling that the allegations against Jay-Z might ruin some of Beyonce's biggest moments in 2025. I want to give a kid warning and a content warning because this lawsuit includes some really heinous allegations against Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs. So if you missed this, an already existing lawsuit that was up against Sean Diddy Combs was refiled to include Jay-Z as well, basically saying that they drugged and assaulted a 13-year-old girl back in 2000. But there is also a note in the lawsuit that says that there was an unnamed female celebrity that was also there when it happened. And so now rumors are going around because Beyonce and Jay-Z met that year. Now people are like, oh my goodness, like, is this including Beyonce in the mix now? So Beyonce has some major things coming up in 2025. I mean, she's already had an incredible year releasing Cowboy Carter. And of course, we've had the Renaissance tour, but she's planning another huge tour. And she is supposed to do the halftime show of the Texans and the Ravens on Christmas Day. So now people are freaking out that maybe it's going to be refiled again for a specific celebrity, a specific female celebrity to be named in the lawsuit as well. And of course, people are jumping to conclusions and thinking it could be Beyonce.
I think as it stands right this second, right, I think there is certainly enough doubt there that I don't think that people would be turned off by Beyonce yet based on Jay-Z being accused of this. But if she's named in it, well, then that's a bit of a game changer. Although, and I said this yesterday, man, in our country, you are guilty until proven innocent, at least in the court of public opinion.
I mean, that's a huge jump of speculation there, assuming that is her that witnessed that atrocity. Did you see the story about Beyonce's mom liking a post about Jay-Z's legal issues?
So I did see that that story, but she said that she got hacked, which, I mean, I don't know if I necessarily believe that. But I also, I don't know if she was trying to send a message. And I feel like this isn't the first time we've seen something related to social media and Beyonce's mom. So I wonder if maybe she just isn't, maybe she didn't realize she double tapped. Maybe she was looking at it and didn't mean to like it. And I think we forget that if you have a big following, you're typically the first name that comes up when you see that you've liked something. And I don't think people are totally aware of that. So maybe she wasn't conscientious when she was looking at that article on her feed.
I'd certainly say that somebody didn't get into her account, hit one like, and then get out.
No. Yeah.
If you hack that account, you're doing more damage than that.
I would blame it on her age and accidentally liking it rather than somebody hacking.
100%.
There's always been so many questions surrounding like Beyonce and the family and the separation issues that have occurred between them, and you wonder why. But I do think a lot of people, not everybody, of course, will attach Beyonce to whatever comes of Jay-Z unfairly because, I mean, they're a package deal somewhat at this point, and people assume that Beyonce must have known if something did happen when we don't even know if something happened yet. But I do think it will affect her in some way or another.
But I do want to remind people, like, and I know it can be hard. We should do this phoner again. Like, what was going on behind the scenes? Like the person you were with was leading or living a completely separate life. Mm-hmm. And you had absolutely no idea what was going on. But in this instance, I think people are so quick to blame a woman for a man's actions. Mm-hmm. Like, she knew anything about it or she had anything to do with it. And sometimes somebody is just a really bad person that was really good at hiding it, and she was not in the know. So you're not always guilty by association, and I do think that's worth remembering here, especially with everything that's going on.
I also think there's some kind of natural implication. I'm not exactly sure how to communicate this, but it would seem like accusations like this would be more believable if a guy did it, but a woman would never stand by and allow that to happen.
Maybe. I don't know.
After hearing some of the stories and of the people who turned a blind eye And like literally there was assault happening in front of them and they just turned their back on it and ignored it like it wasn't happening because they didn't want the ramifications of what could happen to their career and they were worried about being ruined. I think there's a lot of people that were put in that situation that unfortunately I think that it's going to be a more common occurrence.
I mean, Jeffrey Epstein's sidekick was a woman that was helping all of that stuff occur, right? But yes. I do think that in general, most people think that guys are more capable of that than women.
For sure. I think so. Ghislaine Maxwell was like his right-hand woman and she facilitated the sex trafficking. Like it was horrific. I do think people are more apt to believe like a man had caused harm rather than believe a woman would allow another woman to cause harm.
Yeah. Well, to end on a more positive note, because this does suck that it's happening all this week. I mean, again, he's innocent until proven guilty. So I don't want to throw out, you know, like this is definitely the conviction here. But did you see how beautiful Blue Ivy looked at the Lion King premiere? Oh, my God. Like, this is such a big moment for her. And what horrible timing that this is all happening for her big moment. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
If self-doubt is holding you back, Mo's gonna weave a tale about himself. Almost lost millions of dollars because of it. Next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.